Ang mundo ng competitive tennis ay niyanig ng mga aligasyon ng malawakang match fixing o pagbebenta ng laro. Sinabi ng dalawang organisasyon ng media na ibinigay sa kanila ang mga ebidensya ng dinayang labanan sa tennis. Ang pagbunyag ay inilabas ilang oras lamang bago sinimulan ang unang malaking torneo ng taon, ang Australian Open sa Melbourne. Subalit sa ulat na ito, itinanggi ng Association of Tennis Professional ang anumang mungkahi na ang anumang ebidensya ng pagbebenta ng laro ay itinago. Narito ang ulat. Sinabi ng website BuzzFeed News at BBC, binigyan sila ng mga sikretong file na may mga lamang ebidensya ng pagsasaayos ng mga laro kasama ang mga nanalo sa Grand Slam. Ayon sa ulat, paulit-ulit na binabalahan ang mga otoridad na halos 16 na manlalaro na nasa top 50 ang pinaghinalaang nagpapatalo ng laro. Ang mga pangalan ng mga kasangkot na manlalaro ay hindi binanggit at pinahintulutang ipagpatuloy ang paglalaro. Ang mga aligasyon ay nagmula sa investigasyon ng ATP na nagtapos noong taong 2008. Malinaw na itinanggi ng Pangulo ng ATP Chris Kermode ang mga aligasyon ng pagtatakip. At sinabi niyang mayroong zero tolerance sa pagbebenta ng laro at may pagtatalaga na alisin ang anumang pagkilos ng korupsyon sa laro.
The Tennis Integrity Unit and the Tennis Authorities absolutely reject any suggestion that evidence of match fixing has been suppressed for any reason or isn't being thoroughly investigated. And while the BBC and BuzzFeed reports mainly refer to events from about 10 years ago, we will investigate any new information, and we always do.
May mga paratang na ang pagbebenta ng laro ay inaayos ng mga sindikato ng sugal mula Rusya at Italia. At kasangkot ang mga prominenteng manlalaro at kasama ang tatlong laban sa Wimbledon. Inamin ni Kermode na mayroong konting bentahan ng laro sa tennis tulad din ng iba pang mga laro. Subalit idinihin niya na ito ay nasa mabababang antas lamang.
Well, like all sports, I mean, we're all aware of the potential risk of match fixing in any sport. But I'm confident that tennis is a game of huge integrity. And the reason I'm confident of that is that in 2008, all the collective governing bodies in tennis got together and actually formed the Tennis Integrity Unit, which is an independent unit solely responsible for investigating and ultimately prosecuting cases of match fixing.
Naglabas ang mga otoridad ng tennis ng isang bagong batas laban sa korupsyon noong taong 2009. Subalit pagkatapos humingi ng payong legal, sinabihan ng mga kaso ng korupsyon noon ay hindi na mahabol. Ang BBC at BuzzFeed News ay binigyan din ng mga pangalan ng mga iba pang kasalukuyang pangalan na sinabi nila na paulit-ulit na binabalahan sa Tennis Integrity Unit ng mga organisasyon ng sugal, integrity unit ng iba pang laro at ng mga professional na manunugal. Si Marks Phillips ay isang betting analyst na tumutulong sa orihinal na investigasyon ng ATP hinggil sa mga paratang.
The evidence that we had gathered for tennis, we believed was very strong. There was sort of a group of between sort of 6 and 10 players really who were the main focus of the evidence that we had dug up.
Subalit sinabi niya sa BBC, tila na wala ang investigasyon.
As far as we know, nothing happened with the evidence that we presented. Certainly, none of the players that we had concerns about faced disciplinary action from the TRU in the next year or two. We were a bit disappointed, really. We were happy with the work we'd done. We believed that the evidence that we had presented to the TRU was strong enough to take these cases through to a successful disciplinary hearing from the TRU's perspective, and so it was disappointing for seemingly nothing to have taken place after that.
Samantala, binatikos ng mga pangunahing manlalaro ng tennis ang umanong pagbebenta ng mga laro ng mga nakatatandang manlalaro. Isang krimen sa palakasan, yan ang pagsasalarawan ng numero unong manlalaro Novak Djokovic sa pagbebenta ng mga laro. Idiniin ng paborito sa Australian Open na walang tunay na prueba sa kasalukuyang paratang. subalit ibinunyag ng 28 taong gulang na Serb na ang kanyang pangkat ay nilapitan noong taong 2007 at hiniling sa kanya na ipatalo ang unang round ng laban sa St. Petersburg Open sa Russia.
I was not approached directly. I was approached through, people that were working with me at that time. They were in my team. And of course, we threw it away right away. It made me feel terrible because I don't want to be anyhow linked to this kind of, somebody may call it an opportunity, I call it that's an act of unsportsmanship, a crime in sport, honestly.
Tinuturing na 17 beses ng Grand Slam winner Roger Federer ang pagbebenta ng laro bilang seryoso. Subalit hindi masaya si Federer sa spekulasyon kaugnay sa tennis.
Who, what, you know, it's just like thrown around. It's so easy to do that. And then I would like to hear the name, you know, I would love to hear names, you know. And then at least it's concrete stuff and you can actually debate about it. Oh, is it now? Was it before? Was it a doubles player? Was it a singles player? Which slam? You know, I mean, it's so all over the place. It's so such nonsense to answer something that is just pure speculation.
Binali wala naman ng 21 beses na Grand Slam winner na Serena Williams ang anumang senyales ng bentahan ng laro sa women's tennis. Habang walang mungkay na nangyayari yon sa kanyang paglalaro, nilinaw ni Williams na ang ganitong uri ng pagkilos ay wala sa kanyang pagkatao.
Not that I'm aware of. When I'm playing, I can only answer for me. I play very hard and every player that I play seems to play hard. And I think that we go, you know, as an athlete, I do everything I can to be not only great, but, you know, historic. And, you know, if that's going on, I don't know about it.
Ang panglima sa mundo, ang Rusong manlalaro na Maria Sharapova ay may parehong mensahe.
I guess I can only speak for myself, but we want to succeed at it by improving, by getting better, by beating our own best and not by anything else. And that's how I would hope everyone else would think as well.
Sinabi ni Mark Pecci, isang dating coach ng Britong bituin ng tennis Andy Murray, naniniwala siya ang problema ay naroon lamang sa mabababang antas ng palakasan. Sinabi ni Pecci sa Sky News, ang mga manlalaro na nasa itaas ay hindi nadadala sa mga ganitong tukso.
I think at the top end of the game right now, certainly with those guys with the money that they're making, and it's not about the money for them, you know, it's not really a problem. But where it really does exist is at the lower levels. And I think one of the problems you have there is, as we know in life, if somebody bad gets their hooks into you very early on in a career, you don't really ever get away from it. It's very difficult to actually prove this guilt. There can be a lot of smoke and you can even see a few embers there. But actually getting these, you know, players and the syndicates, you know, up in front of a judge and actually getting them found guilty is going to be incredibly difficult.